we're not likely to attract people here for the economic conditions that we're looking for.
Ball State University economist Michael Hicks says the region, including Muncie and Anderson, is paying college graduates less than the state average, about $5,000 a month in income versus a state average of $6,000. And Indiana's average is lower than the rest of the country. Hicks says East Central Indiana could attract better educated workers in schools, restaurants, and finance. But since the region's population has been steadily shrinking overall since the 1970s, there won't be enough new residents to change the trend. The future, he says, is to attract people who work in or near Indianapolis.
There are counties there that are growing in the top 5% of the fastest counties in the country. And that's really where our future growth is going to be in East Central Indiana, is the connection between our counties and the growing Indianapolis area. That's bedroom communities to employment options in a larger city.
Hicks's forecast for the nation's economy as a whole for 2019 shows a first quarter growth of 2.6%. Then he predicts a substantial slowdown to about 1.8% growth through the rest of the year. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.